రమణ యోగ సూత్రాస్ బై శ్రీ కృష్ణ భిక్షు. శ్రీ రమణ మహర్షి గేవ్ దిస్ 10 సూత్రాస్ అట్ ది రిక్వెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ డివోటీస్ టు బెనిఫిట్ దర్ సదన. శ్రీకృష్ణ భిక్షు ఉరుగంతి వెంకట కృష్ణయ్య వాస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఎర్లీ అండ్ ఆర్డెంట్ డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్. He not only made a deep study of most of the scriptures, he also practiced them. He lived in the ashram with Bhagavan for many years and wrote Ramana Leela, The Life of Bhagavan, in Telugu. Following discourses on the Ramana Yoga Sutras by Sri Krishna Bhikshu at the Ramana Satsang, Hyderabad, some of the members desired to have these sutras published in Telugu. It was done in 1973. This led to a desire to get the full text in English with a commentary, which was published in 1980. Introductory. 1. The sutra is a form of Aryan scientific literature. It is a statement of the essential point of a doctrine in the fewest possible number of words, enunciated in a clear, unambiguous, and comprehensive way, touching all the aspects of the point in question. In studying a sutra, therefore, not even a letter can be omitted. In ancient times, a disciple would go to the master and request him to teach him the Vedanta. The disciple was required to possess an initial basic ethical training, and it was also required that he should have turned away from all the affairs of the world. As written in the Brahminical texts, he should have had the 4 requirements of mind and the 6 ethical qualities. In Sanskrit, they are called Sadhana Chatushtaya and Samadhi Sakta Sampatti. The Ramana doctrine requires no such initial equipment. It is intended for all, man or woman, of whatever race or clime. Anybody following the Ramana path will, in the course of his sadhana, acquire all this equipment automatically. We have said the sutra being so short, not a letter can be omitted in its interpretation. Why? The guru, after elucidating a philosophical point, would cast the entire teaching in the form of a sutra so that the disciple could remember it easily and, by the law of association, the entire doctrine. 2. Yoga literally means union, that is, of the sadhaka and the thing he strives for. The exact English equivalent is religion. In common parlance, yoga signifies the doctrine of Hatha Yoga, or control of the breath by using force of several kinds, adopting various asanas, etc. But here the word is used in a general sense as a method of sadhana only. In ancient times, the various ways of enlightenment were termed vidyas. In the Vedas, only the term vidya is used. From the time of the Gita, the term yoga has come into vogue. Vidya emphasizes the aspect of knowing the ultimate. The word yoga signifies the union of the soul with the divine. In the Ramana doctrine, the real emphasis is on knowledge and inherence in it. But the commonly known term yoga has been employed throughout this text, so that Ramana Yoga means the doctrine of Ramana, or the way to attain the ultimate. 3. Is it really for all? In a way, yes. It is especially for those who are wallowing in the miseries of samsara, for those who wish to get away from that bondage, also for those who have had enough of the world even of the riches and the sweet fruits of samsara. The term used in Sanskrit for this point or view is alam buddhi, or enough idea. The Ramana doctrine is also for those who want to know the truth. The text, part 1, Atmanishto Bhava, in here, in the self. 1. Atman denotes the body, the prana, the mind, the buddhi, the individual, and the ultimate. But here, Atman is only used to indicate the ultimate. Normally, the self is the word used to indicate the ultimate, and the self, lowercase, is used to indicate the individual entity. Already we are firm in the notion of our individuality, and it requires no teaching from the master. The master emphasizes that the aim should be inherence in the ultimate. By implication, the master insists that the sadhaka should turn his face away from all the affairs and ideas of the world. He must be literally dead to it, so that he may be reborn in the divine realm. The master teaches that we should strictly abandon all activities, contacts, and social functions of the world, whether good or bad, whether for individual or for social benefit. The aspirant should be a nisanga, non-attached. He should not allow himself to be carried away by such propaganda, suggesting that living in society means participation in it for the good of society, or for that matter, for any portion of society, or even for individuals. He should be non-attached, even to his individual matters, including attainment of mystic powers, or better worlds called heaven. In the Christian and Mohammedan religions, Swarga. In the Hindu and Buddhist religions, and the several lokas of Indra, Agni, Varuna, etc. Indra, Agni, and Varuna are the devas or deities mentioned in the Vedas. They have their own worlds or lokas. In the Ramana doctrine, there is no god or gods, angels, or archangels, powers, and hosts to rely upon for attaining this state of self-inherence. 3. Nistha comprises two ideas. Stha indicates being in. Nish means firmly, never to come out. The use of Nish indicates that in the Ramana doctrine, once one attains the highest state, there should be no coming back or down. In the Yoga Sastra, the sadhaka comes down to earth again, even from the state of highest samadhi. When the power of his concentration slackens, he reverts to his normal state of consciousness, that is, jagrat. Ramana distinguishes this state as the state of practice and not a state of attainment of the goal, which he calls the sagaja state, that is, the native state, the original state. According to him, it is only when he forgets his pristine state that the notions of himself, the world, and the Lord of the world occur. 4. The aphorism defines the goal. It must be noted that in Ramana's opinion, all other activities, even the divination of the world, are futile, without which knowledge one can never understand his relation to the world and to the Lord, nor the lesser aim of perfecting the world, which will not and cannot be successfully done. Part 2. Hridi Visa. Enter the heart. 1. The word heart here is used in its verbal sense. It means that which carries away, that which engulfs, that which digests everything into itself. The meaning is that the world, and consequently ideas of it, submerge into the heart. Logically, the ideas of the world must submerge into that form which they originally sprung. In effect, the base on which thoughts arise and into which they finally subside is the heart. Really, it is indefinable. For a definition means a significant, distinctive statement of the characteristics of a thing. All these are included in the realm of ideas which do not appear there, where the heart alone is. Therefore, the heart mentioned here should exclude the following definitions of the heart given in various schools of philosophy. A. It does not mean the blood pumping organ in the body. B. It does not mean the Anahata Chakra mentioned in yoga. In the Yoga Sastra, it is said that there is a conduit pipe for the flow of the vital prana inside the spinal column, consisting of two canals and contained in a sheath. Through one of them, the Purva Sushumna, the Kundalini power, flows from below upwards when forced by the practice of yoga to these centers. And when the power inheres in each chakra, various mystic powers are attained. The fourth chakra, Ardha Sushumna, is called the Anahata and is at about the level of the sternum. Evidently, this is not the heart mentioned or intended here. See, neither is it the Atman. Bhagavan explained the Hridayam as consisting of two words, Hrid plus Ayam. This is the Hrid, that is the Atman. It is said above in the first aphorism that to reach the Atman, one must enter the heart. D. Nor is it the heart mentioned by Bhagavan as being on the right side of the chest between the two nipples. That is the point, according to Bhagavan, where first the Chitshakti, knowledge power, enters into the body of a being. That power goes into the head, Sahasrara, through the Amritanadi and comes down through the Sushumna, giving us the experiences of the various worlds. E. It is not the heart which signifies the center of emotions. All these definitions must be eschewed before the exact significance of the word Hrid is comprehended. Hrid really means a state of consciousness and force. It is from this sea of consciousness that during the wakeful state thoughts arise, and into this that they again subside. 3. Some say that thoughtlessness itself is the state of page 3, Atma realization. Surely not. We have no thought when we enter sleep or when experiencing a fit. Surely those states are not the state of the Atman. Buddha calls this state only sunyata or void, but Atman is a positive conception. Hindu philosophy explains that the divine has an indefinable power called Maya. Maya should not be equated with illusion. These two are not the same. Maya has two powers. It acts as a sheath to the Atman. This power is called Avarana Sakti. There is another correlated power. This is the power of manifestation of becoming many. That power is called the Vikshepa Sakti. Now, in sleep, we are not in command of our own mind, that is, of the totality of thoughts. Our will does not function. We are said to be in a state of tamas. 4. To attain realization, we must have awareness. We must be wakeful and get the experience. We must have the Sattva Guna. The state of the void is called tamasi by the Advaitins or Maya. Buddhists call it the Sunyata. Modern Indian philosophers have made a total confusion between the two. They mistakenly proclaim that Sunyata is the Brahman. No, one may or may not get the Sunyata state before realization. Tripura Rahasya says that There are 6 different states before attaining the final realization. 5. In yoga also, in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, one gets a state of thoughtlessness. Practically, the glory of Atma realization is experienced then. The only difference between that state and the state of Atma realization advocated by Bhagavan is that in the former, one slips back to the normal consciousness eventually. But when one's realization or Atmanishta is attained, one never departs from it. Continued in the May-June issue.